I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live tonight, coast to coast, all over the country, on nearly 200 stations across this great land we live in. We're also at the Talk PDX studios, hanging in there, doing our best. In fact, I think Wes Scottko and Ron Patton should be applauded for their hard work in trying to get all this together. It took us a few days, but you know, it's hard to get engineers, especially during the holiday weekend, to come in and do the work for you. Especially when you're an independent show like ours. And not only that, but I mean, I don't know if you know this, but we are in the most draconian lockdown. More draconian than anything, any other state in the United States. We are just at a standstill in the state of Oregon. I was noticing today that the official count of positive coronavirus tests here is 100,000. It's topping out to be 100,000. So what happens is every time we see everything jump about two or three cases, Governor Kate Brown has to do a press conference. Every time we go up, she has a press conference. She did one again where she's now determined to extend the current lockdown into February. It was January, now February. She actually says, as we near 100,000 cases of COVID, as we near 100,000 cases of COVID-19 in Oregon, and with hospitals and healthcare workers stretched to their limits, there is no doubt that COVID continues to pose a public health threat. She says, these are the darkest days of the pandemic. So the governor has determined that the public health risk is so severe that she's compelled to lock down the economy and strip select citizens of their ability to run a business or make a living as an employee. I mean, it's similar to eminent domain, wherein the government can force the compensated sale of land for the public good. And in this case, business owners are being stripped of their right to earn a living, pay their bills, provide employment. But the state is offering no compensation. The state is offering marginal tax breaks, the equivalent of a Band-Aid to someone who may be decapitated. It's like, oh, I see your head's off your shoulders. Would a Band-Aid help? That's how our governor is treating the people of Oregon. Now, I can't stop thinking about how, I don't know if you remember, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know exactly what year it was. I think it was 2015, 2016. It was around the time that we first really started to get the momentum of Ground Zero nationally. Because we started national in 2012. And by 2015, we were everywhere. And we still are. It's just that now we have to rebuild again because our flagship station basically told us bye-bye. So we have to find another affiliate here in Oregon. And of course, it's because I'm sure I said a lot of things that pissed off the government here, but that's okay. You can take away our studios, but you're not going to take away my big mouth because it's going to keep going. Okay. So let's go back a few years. And I don't know, maybe those of you that are fans of the show that have been listening for a long time, you remember that, I was reporting that Pope Francis gave a dire warning to the people of the world. The Pope gave a speech on Christmas Day where he stated that the current chaotic state of the world marks the beginning of the end times, and within a few Christmases, the world will become unrecognizable. So a year after his speech, the year after he gave that speech, I remember the Queen of England got into the act. Now, what she had to say was not glad tidings of great joy either. The Queen was being taped for her annual Christmas message, and her junior staff were witnesses to a bitter message about the kingdom being divided politically. Now, this was prior to Brexit, okay? So she knew that the kingdom was going to be divided. And during her taped message, she said, that malevolent forces were stalking across Europe, gaining ground every day. She said, I hope you enjoy your final Christmas. I hope you enjoy your final Christmas. The palace advisor then canceled the tape and sent the junior staff to an early lunch because they said, what the heck are you doing? You're saying our last Christmas? What are you talking about? So they edited out that message because they felt it was too apocalyptic, too dire, too scary. 2 years ago, okay, Pope was, okay, so that's 2 years ago. No, it was more than that. When was it? I'm thinking 2 years ago? I'm trying to think, it was 2015, 2016, 2017. It had to have been at least 2 or 3 years ago. So that would mean, no, 2016, not 2015, 2016. So, no, I'm just trying to, I'll figure out the dates. I'll figure out when we talked about this. I'm just going off of memory here. So sometime in the last 2 or 3 years, this is what the Pope had said, then the Queen said it the year after, and here we are, third, fourth, fifth year, I don't know. And my gosh, you know, look what has happened. Every apocalypse watchdog glommed onto those statements 2 or 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe, I don't know. And they said, guess what, guys? The Pope saying what he said, the Queen saying what she said. You know, this may be it, guys, the last Christmas. In fact, we did a show, we did a special once called The Last Christmas. It was about the expiration date of Christmas. Is there an expiration date? So, I don't know what years it were. We just had this idea that someone had planted in our minds that there was going to be, that there was going to be a last Christmas, no Christmas anymore, right? So I just remember back then the question was, what is coming? What is going to be so big that it would be the final nail in the coffin of Christmas? Now, I know in the past we've laughed at all the religious nuts that have given the word about the end of Christmas or the end of the world. I mean, I say religious nuts in not saying that I believe that people are religious nutty. I believe that there are some people that just go overboard, you know. The world's going to end, Clyde, you know, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was years ago. I mean, years ago you didn't think, I mean, heck, before the pandemic, we didn't even think, I mean, we'd hear the people say that the world was going to end. And we kind of laugh it off and say, yep, the world's going to end, all right. And then we start seeing the signs. We see everything happening. We're like, oh, maybe the world is going to end. Maybe Christmas is going to end. Maybe. And see, that's the thing, is that when people give the world an expiration date, when they say the world's going to end, it's like, oh, you're a Chicken Little. I got accused of being a Chicken Little the other day. Some guy said, I think you're a Chicken Little. I think that you're always bringing terror to the radio. I go, well, yeah, I mean, my initials are CL, you know, Chicken Little. Who knows? I kind of laugh it off. But seriously, I mean, it's like, I'm not saying the sky is falling, not by a long shot. In fact, I laugh at the idea that the sky is falling. But now I'm not too sure about what's going on here, because when secular leadership starts screaming from the dais that the world doesn't have long, and what I'm talking about is like AOC. Remember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? We only have 12 years and the world's going to end if we don't do anything about climate change. Then Bernie, the world's going to end if we don't do anything about climate change. You know, it just keeps going and going and going. And the kids, you know, they're all scared, going, we're all going to drown because of the water and everything. And then they did this PSA with Santa Claus at the North Pole drowning. Now they have Santa Claus in the ICU because he has COVID. And the guys that produced the PSA go, oh, we're so sorry. We didn't mean it for kids. But the kids saw Santa dying on TV, and they're like freaking out with their parents. So they're killing Christmas. Not just the secular, but the other. They're killing all of it. Then, of course, you know, like I said, this year we're dealing with COVID-19. We're dealing with the lockdowns. I'm dealing with a governor that's just basically, oh, shut everything down till February. It's going to shut everything down till June. Shut everything down. And we're back to shutting everything down, not having a 4th of July, not having anything. It just doesn't stop. And the reason why it doesn't stop is because we keep it going. We are just sitting there going, okay, beat us some more, hit us again, take over our businesses. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take to get people to wake the hell up, get on with their lives. And me saying it makes me sound insensitive. People are dying, Clyde. I know people are dying. People die. Memento mori, okay? I don't want to die. I don't want your mom and dad to die. I don't want people to die. But they do. I have a friend whose father died. I feel terrible. I'm going to call him and talk to him about it. I have another friend whose father is dying. I want to call him. I want to talk with him. I want to hang out with him and tell him I love him. We deal with this all the time. My father died 2-3 years ago. He died from a heel injury. He was a diabetic. And his heel got infected. He got pneumonia, sepsis, and he died. Now, do you think he was worried about that when he died? Do you think that maybe if he injured his heel, he was going to go in the hospital and eventually die from it? No, he didn't think that. But we're constantly being told that we're going to die of COVID. Constantly, constantly, constantly. And then they tell us yesterday, although he backtracked, Fauci said, hey, forget Christmas. But you know what? That's not the worst of it. Okay, that is not the worst of it. I'm going to tell you, something is going down. I can't even believe I'm reporting this tonight, and you're going to think that I'm bluffing. You're going to think that this is some sort of April Fool's prank in December, but it's not. So stay tuned. I got some very serious stuff to impart to you tonight, right here on Ground Zero. We'll be back.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.